我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主，谢谢你给我们一个晚上。
Lord, thank you for this evening.
你吸引我们来到你的面前。
You draw us to come to your presence.
你继续要把你的话赏给我们。
And you want to continue to give us your words.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you because you are the God who speaks.
你一直在历史上没有停止过说话。
Throughout history, you never cease to speak.
你用话扭转了以色列的脚步。
You use your words to turn the steps of Israel around.
你也用话扭转了君王的心。
And you also use your words to turn the hearts of the kings around.
你更用话来扭转你所买赎的众人的完全的来归向你。
You also use your words to draw those you have redeemed to turn back to you.
我们向你低头敬拜。
But we bow down and worship you.
主啊，我们仰望你，继续把你心里的话向我们解开。
Lord, we look to you for you to continue to speak your words to us.
主啊，因为你不向我们说话，我们就如同将死的人一样。
Because Lord, if you don't speak to us, we are like those who are dead.
我们不会看见前面有路。
That we cannot see that's a way ahead of us.
我们也失去生命的供应。
And that we do not have the supply for life.
主，你一说话，我们就活了。
But Lord, when you speak, we are alive.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你永远是说话的神。
Because forever you are the God who speaks.
你没有停止你说话的工作。
And you never stop the work of your speaking.
但愿我们的主，你给我们向你是有一个完全敞开的心思。
But Lord, help us to have an open heart before you.
什么时候你的话一来，给我们一看见光，就叫我们不倒。在你的面前。
Whenever your word comes that we are enlightened, that we fall prostrate before you.
叫我们能在灵里面重新起来，来跟随你。
So once again, we can stand up in our spirit to follow you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你管理着你所买赎的众人。
Because you're governing all those you have redeemed.
他们的脚步或向前或停留，都在乎你。
The path, whether they go forward or they stop, is all up to you.
主啊，晚上我们仰望你，借着你从前说过的话，今天晚上上我们再说。
Lord, tonight we look to you to use your spoken words to speak to us again.
一直说到我们里面有光。
Until we are enlightened inside.
主啊，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait upon you.
带领下面的时间。
May you lead the time ahead.
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，把我们带进。你话的光中
use the spirit of revelation and wisdom to guide us into your light.
我们这样仰望在你面前
we look into your presence.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
we pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神
we thank God.
他不单是感动以色列的百姓要恢复神建殿的工程
no, neither he touched the people of Israel to reconstruct the temple.
他也不住的用话来给犹大的百姓里面得着带领。
And he continued to use his words to guide the people of Judah.
我们留意撒加利亚书，就是他们在建殿的时候，心思上发生难处的时候，主说的话。
And we see that the book of Zechariah is spoken when the people who are constructing the temple, they have difficulties in their hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意，从第一章一直到第六章。
Brothers, take note from chapter 1 to chapter 6.
这六章里边的圣经都是在大利物王第二年的十一月。
And these six chapters are...written or spoken during the second year of King Darius.
24日这一天里边，神向撒加利亚说的。
And on the 11th month and the 24th day, spoken by God to Zechariah.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到，神在那一天向撒加利亚说了那么许多的话。
And brothers, take note, on that day, God has spoken so many words to Zechariah.
我们看下去的时候，我们就看见神是从他整个的计划的里边，从不同的方面来把神百姓的心提起来。
And God using different angles in his plans to lift up the hearts of his people.
挪去他们里面的一些幽暗
and take away all the darkness within，
让他们很清楚地看见神在他们中间要做的是什么样的工。
So they could clearly see what kind of work God is about to do with among them.
上次我们看到了第一章的整个的事情。
And last week we looked at the whole chapter one.
神让撒加利亚看见神那里所带出来的那个消息。
And God let Zechariah see the message he was to bring forth.
乃是全地都平安。
Which is peace throughout the whole earth.
没有什么扰乱的事情发生。
And there was no disturbance.
因此神的百姓不必担心在环境上会碰到什么样的难处。
So the people of God did not need to worry about what would happen, what kind of difficulty would happen.
但是光是这样的一个宣告，
But with, only with this proclamation,
神的百姓不一定能吃得下来。
That the people of God would not, may not be able to accept it.
因为他们心里面还是有许许多多的存着疑惑的问题。
Because there was still a lot of questions and doubts in their hearts.
因此我们看到神在那一天向撒加利亚继续的说话。
So we see that God continued to speak to Zechariah on that day.
从各个不同的方面向撒加利亚说话。
And from different angles, he spoke to Zechariah.
那现在我们来到第二章。
Now we come to chapter 2.
那在第二章的里头，我们看见神又用另外的一个方法和撒加利亚说话。
And in chapter 2, we see that God used another way to speak to Zechariah.
说话的内容是什么呢？
And what is the content?
说话的内容是说到神在那个时候神要做什么。
And the content is what God wanted to do at that time.
第一章是说到神给他们一个平安的环境。
The first chapter mentioned that God has given them a peaceful environment.
第二章神就在那里宣告神要做什么。
And the chapter 2 is there to proclaim what God wanted to do.
神让犹大的百姓眼睛要看见一件事，他们所做的就是神在那个时候所做的。
That God wanted the people of Judah to see what they were doing that time was what God wanted to do at that time.
既然是神自己要做的事情。
So if this is something that God wanted to do himself.
那是犹大的百姓就用不着背重担了。
Then the people of Judah would not need to bear a heavy burden.
因为是神要做的工，神就自己负责。
Because this is what God wanted to do, that he would bear the responsibility.
不是神要做的工，人要去做的话，那就人自己负责。
If this is not something that God wants to do, and just men want to do it, then men has to bear the responsibility.
人负责是不解决问题的。
But if they take the responsibility, it can solve the issue.
但是神负责的话，就没有任何难处，在哪里会挡住他们，叫他们不能往前行。
But if God is the one who's taking the responsibility, then there's nothing that can hinder them from going forward.
那接上第一章，神让撒加利亚所听见的宣告。
So to continue with what chapter 1 has said, that Zechariah was there to receive the proclamation.
神又让撒加利亚看到另一个异象。
And God led Zechariah to see another vision.
所以第一节那里说我又举目观看。
So chapter 2 says he looked up again.
那看见什么呢？
And what did he see?
看见一个人手拿准绳。
And he saw that there was a man with a measuring line in his hand.
那么他就问他说。
And he asked him.
你往哪去啊？
Where are you going?
那一个拿着准绳的人就对他说。
And the person who was holding the measuring line said to him,
我要去量耶路撒冷，看有多宽多长。
I was to measure Jerusalem to find out how wide and how long it is.
那么这是他们中间的一些对话。
And this is the conversation between them.
他看见一个天使。
He saw an angel.
拿着准绳。
Who's holding a measuring line.
他就问他们说。
And he asked him,
上哪去啊？
Where are you going?
那个回答就很简单。
And the answer was very simple.
就去量量耶路撒冷，看看有多长，有多宽。
And to measure Jerusalem to find out how wide and how long it is.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要弄清楚这样的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be clear on this.
究竟 神让他看见那一个天使拿着准绳要去量耶路撒冷，什么意思？
What is the meaning that God wants him to see this angel holding a measuring line to measure Jerusalem?
因为在第一章里面神已经说到一件事情。
Because in chapter 1, God already mentioned.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第十六节，第一章的。
Let's take a look at verse 16 in chapter 1.
所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，仍是怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
Therefore, this is what the Lord says, I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem.
在撒加利亚书第一章，神头一次就提到，他把准绳拉在耶路撒冷之上。
In chapter 1 of Zechariah, that God mentioned for the first time,
那现在撒加利亚就看到一个人拿着准绳要去量耶路撒冷。
So he would measure Jerusalem, and now Zechariah saw a person using a measuring line about to measure Jerusalem.
这究竟是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
是不是只是说量量他看有多长多宽，好让神来纪念纪念呢？
Is it just to measure so we know how wide and how long it is so God will remember it?
当然我们最浅的体会你可以这样说，神在那里要纪念耶路撒冷。
So we can see at the very shallow level, this is how God wanted to remember Jerusalem.
但是在神当时所做的这个事情上面来说，那如果只是体会到这里的话，那就实在是太浅了。
But if we just understand it this way about what God wanted to do at that time, it's very shallow.
那我们都是知道的。
We all know that.
准绳就是那个测量的器械，在当年来说。
A measuring line is what people use at that time to measure.
不像现在测量有很多的仪器。
And not like nowadays we have different apparatus to do the measuring.
在古老的时候呢，只有准绳。
In the old times, it's only the measuring line.
那换一句话来说，拿着准绳，那就是来测量。
In other words, using the measuring line is to measure something.
那为什么要测量呢？
And why do we need to measure something?
测量是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean by measuring something?
那弟兄姊妹，我们都能很容易体会得到。
And brothers and sisters, we can easily understand.
测量会带出，对一个地皮来说，测量是有可能两种目的在哪里。
There could be two possibilities for measuring a piece of land.
一个就是建设。
One is to build,
一个就是拆毁。
And one is to tear down.
不管是建设也好，是拆毁也好。
No matter it's building up or tearing down.
那么这都是测量所带出来结果。
And these are the results that's brought forth by measuring.
不是这个就是那个。
It's either this or that.
不然的话，谁有那么多时间浪费在去做一个毫无意义的测量呢？
Otherwise, no one would waste the time to do something that's meaningless.
那我们就如果体会到这一件事情，
If we understand this,
我们就留意到了。
Then we'll see.
现在撒加利亚看见那个人去量度耶路撒冷。
Now Zechariah saw this person measuring Jerusalem.
那究竟是要准备拆毁它，还是要准备建设它？
Is it to tear it down or to build it up?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神的确是拆毁过耶路撒冷。
God has torn down Jerusalem before.
但是从第一章里边我们看到，神要把准绳拉在耶路撒冷以上，乃是为了重建耶路撒冷。
But in chapter 1, as we see that as God was measuring or using the measuring line to stretch over Jerusalem, he was to rebuild it.
而重建耶路撒冷首先就在重建圣殿那件事上做开始。
And the rebuilding of Jerusalem started with the rebuilding of the temple.
我们要是读耶利米哀歌，
If we read the lamentation,
那我们就更清楚地看到了。
Then we can see more clearly.
因为头一次神在耶利米哀歌里面就说到神用准绳量度过耶路撒冷。
Because in there it mentions that God has used a measuring line to measure Jerusalem.
但是那一个量度，耶利米哀歌就很清楚说是把耶路撒冷整个来拆毁。
But that measuring the purpose in Lamentations, it spoke clearly that is to tear down Jerusalem completely.
我要清楚一点, 弟兄姊妹可以翻到耶利米哀歌,
In order to be more clear, we can turn to Lamentations.
第二章的第八节。
In chapter 2, verse 8.
耶和华定义拆毁示安的城墙，他拿了准绳，不将手收回，定要毁灭。The
Lord determined to tear down the wall around the daughter of Zion. He stretched out the measuring line and did not withhold his hand from destroying.
而这个事情已经做过了。And
this has already been done.
并且坐在撒加利亚见这个异象以前。
And it was done before Zechariah saw this vision.
那是70几年前的事,
which was about 70 years ago.
那所以现在, 他再看见, 天使来, 拿准绳在耶路撒冷以上,
so now, once again, when he saw the angel using the measuring line, stretching it over Jerusalem,
我们绝对有把握是, 现在是要重建,
That we can be sure this time is to rebuild Jerusalem. Because it's impossible to tear it down again. Last time the tearing down was completely destroyed Jerusalem. Now when they measured again, that's only one purpose. Which is to rebuild Jerusalem. We thank our Lord.
那在这里很简单的, 神就把重建耶路撒冷这件事情清清楚楚地摊开给撒加利亚看到。So
now here, God put it very clearly before Zechariah how he wanted to rebuild Jerusalem.
但是光是有这样的一个意念, 还是不够清楚。But
with only this concept, it's still not very clear.
所以, 当这个天使，这个要拉着准绳的天使往前走的时候，
So when this angel who was holding the measuring line was going forth,
就有另外一个神的使者来，
There was another messenger from God.
对那一个使天使说，
And this messenger talked to the other angel.
你不能只是告诉他，
Don't just tell him.
测量耶路撒冷这么一件事,
only about this measuring of Jerusalem.
你必须要告诉他,
you must also tell
him. 测量耶路撒冷的结果是什么?
What's the result of measuring Jerusalem?
那就更清楚了。
And that would be more clear.
我们留意第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
那个使者对他说, 你跑去告诉那少年人说, 耶路撒冷必有人居住, 好像无城墙的, 乡村。
So the messenger said to him, Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of men and livestock in it.
那不是明明告诉撒加利亚，耶路撒冷要重新的给建立起来？
Isn't it to tell Zechariah that Jerusalem will be built up once again?
用人的话来说，要重新繁荣起来。
To use man's words, that it will be prosperous once again.
但是 光是繁荣起来, 那还算不得什么?
And it's not even anything, even when it's only prosperous.
他同时告诉他说,
At the same time, he told him,
耶路撒冷要像那些无城墙的山村,
that Jerusalem would be like a city without walls.
那是什么意思?
And what does that mean?
那就是说耶路撒冷要平静安稳,
which is to say Jerusalem will enjoy peace and rest,
一片和平的现象,
and will be all peaceful,
不受搞扰,
it will be no disturbance.
我们读那个, 四世纪的时候,
when we read the book of Judges,
读的那个, 列王记或者说是那个, 历代志的时候,
or when we read the book of Kings or the Chronicles,
我们就很多次看到, 说到那个无城墙的山村,
and we'll see many times it mentioned about city without walls.
为什么没有城墙呢?
Why is that without walls?
因为根本不需要城墙,
because they don't need walls.
因为大家都安居乐业,
because everybody's enjoying
peace. 你也不侵犯我, 我也不伤害你,
and nobody violates each other.
一片的平, 一片的那个和平, 悠闲。
And it's all peaceful and rest.
那他就说到耶路撒冷重新建造是要给放在这样的光景的底下。
So he was told that when Jerusalem was rebuilt, it would be in such a condition.
为什么能有这样呢？
And how could they enjoy such a condition?
你说耶路撒冷重建起来的时候，人民和牲畜都非常非常的多。
And you say that when Jerusalem was rebuilt, there would be a lot of people and livestock.
那不是引动那个仇敌要来抢夺吗？
Wouldn't it provoke the enemy to come and plunder?
不引动那些坏人起这个坏心肠要来侵略吗？
And wouldn't it arouse the bad people that to come and plunder them?
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
你留意神一再把话说清楚。
We take note that God spoke very clearly.
第五节就说。
And in verse 5.
耶和华说我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城并要做其中的荣耀。
And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within.
弟兄姊妹你看。
My sister, take note.
神在这里宣告一件事情。
That God is here to proclaim.
在外面他要做他百姓的保护。
On the outside, he will be the protection of his people.
怎么样来保护他们呢？
And how does he protect them?
是一堵火的墙在那里。
That he will be like a wall of fire.
不仅是城墙。
Not only is a wall.
城墙还是用砖头盖起来的。
Not only is a city wall made by bricks.
现在一神给他们一堵墙。
Now God gave them a wall.
这堵墙是火。
And this is a wall of fire.
谁能越过这个火墙？
And who can go over it?
没有人。
Nobody can.
不可能越过。
It's impossible.
你越过就要给烧掉了。
If you go over it, you will be burnt.
但是对神的百姓来说。
But for the people of God.
这个墙对他们不是伤害。
And
this, 这个火墙对他们不是伤害。
This wall of fire is not any damage for them.
这个火墙对他们是一个完全的保护。
And this is a complete protection for them.
这个保护是怎么来的呢？
And where does the protection come from?
神自己做他们的保护。
It's God himself as a protection.
还不单是这样。
And not only this.
这只是说到外面的光景。
This only talk about the condition outside.
里面还有一个更重要的事实。
But within, that's another more important fact.
那是神的荣耀做他们的内容。
Which is God's glory to be the context.
那弟兄姊妹你可以想象。
And verses you can imagine this.
外面是神的保护。
On the outside is God's protection.
里面是神的荣耀。
And within is God's glory.
弟兄姊妹们。
Verses.
如果不是神的怜悯和恩典。
If it wasn't for God's mercy.
谁能站立在神的荣耀里？
Who can stand in God's glory?
谁能住在神的荣耀里？
And who can abide in God's glory?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神的百姓是住在神的荣耀里。
The people of God, they are abiding in God's glory.
神的百姓住在神的荣耀里。
And the people of God abiding in
His
glory.
神的荣耀并不伤害他的百姓。
And His glory would not harm His people.
翻过来。
And
如果不是神的百姓。
If it wasn't God's people.
与神无分无关的人。
Those who does not
have
a share with God.
你要钻到神的荣耀里面去。
If you were to stand in God's glory.
弟兄姊妹可以想象那个结果是怎样。
And verses, you can imagine the results.
你很容易你就想起。
It's very easily you will remember.
摩西那次在西乃山上。
Moses when he was on Mount Sinai.
他说神啊，我很愿意见见你的面。
He said, God, I really want to see your face.
神的回答是什么？
And what was God's reply?
神的回答是说。
The reply was.
有谁能见我的面可以存活的？
Who can live after seeing my face?
如果见神的面尚且不能存活。
If you cannot live even by just seeing God's face.
如果你与神是没有关系的却转到神的荣耀里面去。
If you have no portion with God and you come into God's glory.
神的荣耀就没有给他一个活着的空间。
And there's no chance for you to live because of God's glory.
那换一句话来说。
In other words.
里里外外都是神在那里做他们的保护。
And within and without is God himself to be the protection.
也做他们的那个享用。
And also to be the enjoyment.
我们是在感谢主。
Indeed we thank the Lord.
他们能像无城墙的乡村。
That they can be like a city without walls.
他们平静安稳地在那里 过他们的日子。
And they can enjoy peace.
乃是因为神自己在那里做他们的保护。
It was because God was there to be the protection.
那这是当时神向撒加利亚所宣告的信息。
And this is the message proclaimed by God to Zechariah.
而当然这个信息乃是说出神为人做了什么事。
Of course, this proclamation is to tell what God has done for people.
这样的一件事不单是在当时给耶路撒冷的百姓享用那个瞬间的平安。
Not only this is a temporary peace for the people of Jerusalem to enjoy.
In that moment.
At that moment.
但是这里边也就说出一件事。
But it also tells us.
说到神要做人的居所
，That God would be man's dwelling place.
神要做人的保护
，That God would be man's protection.
那就不是瞬间的事
，Which is not temporary.
那乃是一个长远的事
，Which is something eternal.
所以摩西在那里说到，神让你世世代代做我们的居所。
And Moses said that God, you have been our dwelling place for generations.
是世世代代做居所。
It's for generations as a dwelling place.
那这个事情怎么发生呢？
And how does that happen?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我不敢说这里一定有这样的一个隐藏的事实在这里。
You know, even though I can't say for sure, this is the hidden message here.
但是这个话里面那个原则确实很清楚的给我们看到。有这件事情在里头一点都不稀奇。
But the principles here is for us to see this is not surprising that it's hidden here.
什么事呢？
And what is the matter?
神自己做我们的安息。
That God,
安息的居所。
That God himself to be our peaceful dwelling place.
那这一件事情我们晓得特别在新约的里边那是神的儿子来完成的。
And this matter in the New Testament is accomplished by the Son of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我为什么特别要提到这个点出来呢？
And why would I make special mention of this point?
弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
My sisters, take note.
整个当时的以色列犹大的百姓，如果他们投身在重建圣殿的这一件事情。
At that time, if all the people of Judah, if they engaged in this rebuilding of the temple.
神很清楚地告诉他说神负责做你们的保护。
That God clearly told them that He would be the protection.
在神显明做保护的这一点上面，神也同时显明他的自己。
When at the same time when He manifests the protection, He also manifests Himself to them.
为什么我要特别提的这一个点呢？
And why would I make special mention of this?
那现在我们就要留意了。
And let's take note.
我上一次已经跟弟兄姊妹提过。
And last time I already mentioned.
究竟那个跟撒加利亚说话的是谁？
That time when Zechariah mentioned about that root, who was he referring to?
文字上说是神的使者。
And in the words it says it's the messenger of the Lord.
但实际上他究竟是谁？
But in reality, who was he?
在第一章的时候，我们已经轻轻点了一下。
In chapter 1, we've mentioned it lightly.
但是来到第二章的时候，这一个事实就更明显了。
And when it comes to chapter 2, it's more evident here.
那正因为这样。
And because of this.
那我们就留意到，神做他们的火场，城里充满了神的荣耀。
And
we, 就很有意思了。
And we see that God being the wall of fire and the protection and the glory is very meaningful.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意那些字那些话哈，那个使者跟撒加利亚说的那些话。
Princess, take note of the words spoken by the messenger to Zechariah.
你留意一下，究竟他是谁
？Let's take note and find out who he is.
第六节开始。
Verse six.
耶和华说：“我从前分散你们在天的四方，现在你们要从北方之地逃回，这是耶和华说的。”
Verse 6, come, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord.
与巴比伦人同住的西安民啊，应当逃脱。万军之耶和华说，在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚， 那掳掠你们的列国，摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
Come, O Zion, escape, you who live in the daughter of Babylon, for this is what the Lord Almighty says, after he has honored me and has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye.
事情还没有完。
And it's not ended here.
他说看啊，我要向他们轮手，他们就逼着我服侍他们之人的掳物，你们便知道万军之耶和华差遣我了。
I will surely raise my hand against them so that their slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me.
因为我来要住在你中间，这是耶和华说的。
For I am coming and will live among you, declares the Lord.
那底下不念底下，光是念到这里，弟兄姊妹你，你已经发觉这个人很不简单。
And we will not continue, but just as what we have read, you would have noticed that this person is not someone very simple.
究竟他是谁？
Who is he?
他好像是耶和华。
It seems like he's the Lord Jehovah.
但是又好像不是耶和华。
But also he doesn't seem like him.
你说他不是耶和华，他又好像是站在耶和华的地位上来说话。
If you say he's not the Lord Jehovah, but he's standing in the position of the Lord Jehovah to speak.
你说他是耶和华，他又好像是接受耶和华所差遣的。
But if you say he's Jehovah, but he seems like he's sent by Jehovah.
那就是耶和华以外的。
So this is someone other than Jehovah.
那究竟他是谁？
So who is he?
弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
这真有意思啊。
It's very meaningful.
你细细去留意的话，
If you pay attention,
你看这第二章的里头，
You can see in chapter 2,
神要在犹大的百姓中间来做恢复的工作。
That God was to do the work of rebuilding among the people of Judah.
谁去执行这个事情呢？
And who is there to execute it?
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们很清楚地看见。
We can see very clearly.
父在那里执行。
It's the Father who's there to execute.
子也在那里执行。
And the Son is also there to execute.
或者我们用神的从神格那方面来看这个事情。
Or we can use the
personality, the
Godhead to speak of this.
你看到神父。父神在那里安排。
We can see the Father is there to devise.
子是在那里执行。
And the Son to execute.
等到第四章的时候。
And when we go to chapter 4.
你更看到一件事情。
You will see more clearly.
灵也在那里加进来。
The Spirit is added there.
那如果我们把这些事实掌握过来的时候。
And if we have a good grasp of these
matters. 你会看到整个神在人中间恢复的工作。
The whole revival work of God.
在神造人的时候也好。
Whether it's when God created man.
在过去的旧约历史里边神做的一些恢复的工作也好。
All those revival works done in the Old Testament by God.
包括他们圣殿的重建。
Including the rebuilding of the temple.
一直到今天教会的日子。神所做的工。
Until today, the days of the church, the works that's done by God.
你全看见父子圣灵在那里同心合意的来成全。
You see that the God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they were working in one accord.
那我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那在这里我们看细一点。
Now we pay more attention to this.
那这个人一面是说他是耶和华所差遣的。
And this person, on one hand, said that he's sent by God Jehovah.
另一方面，他也说出他就是耶和华的表明。
On the other hand, he also says that he's the manifestation of Jehovah.
那究竟他是谁？
But so who is he?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
很显然给我们看见，那是执行父的旨意的那一位子神。
Very clearly, we can see it's the Son, the God.Son, that he was there to execute.
这种事情在旧约的记录里边，不是只有这个地方。
And this is not the only place mentioned in the Old Testament.
我们从前读四世纪的时候，也特别的指出过这一类的事。
When we read the book of Judges before, we also made special mention of this.
那一个，基甸。
Gideon.
弟兄姊妹，当他遇见耶和华的使者的时候
，When he met the messenger of Jehovah.
他就和他有一些的来往。
Then he had some conversations.
那等到后来
，And afterwards.
他跟那个使者分别的时候
，When he was parting with the messenger.
哎，神的话就说是耶和华离开他了。
The word of God says is Jehovah left him.
你看见参孙的父母
，and also Samson's parents.
他们在那里与那个神的使者在对话的时候
，and they were having a conversation with the messenger of God.
甚至在那里款待那个神的使者的时候
，oh, they were greeting the messenger.
他一直就是使者
，and all along it's just the messenger.
等到献祭的事情一摆在那里。
But after the offering was presented,
那个使者就成了耶和华自己。
The messenger became the Lord himself.
弟兄说在旧约的里边这样的事情是神记下来的不少。
There are many recordings of the Lord in the Old Testament about this.
现在在撒加利亚书的里面就更清楚给我们看到。
And now we can see more clearly in the book of Zechariah.
你说为什么神那么郑重地来说这个事情呢？
You say, why is God so solemnly mentioned this?
因为这一个事情乃是神恢复他的旨意的一个关键点。
Because this is the key of God reviving his will.
父子圣灵在那里都一同来做成他的工。
The God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are all there to work on this.
像我们读罗马书的时候，我们也读到这样的事。
And we also can read about this in the book of Romans.
说到这整个的救恩怎么成全在人的身上。
When it talks about how the salvation is accomplished on men.
你看看父子灵在那里都出来了。
You see, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they were all there.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那好，那现在我们要来留意了。
And now we'll pay attention to this.
当神的心意在那里打开的时候
，When the will of God was there to open.
那这一面就说出神要亲自来做成那一件事。
On one hand, it says.That God is there to accomplish this himself.
另外，神也让撒加利亚，当然连同神的犹大的百姓明白，神要怎么样领着他们去完成那件事。
And also to let Zechariah and the people of Judah to see how God would guide them to accomplish this.
头一件事情告诉他们说，你们是逃脱回来的人。
And first thing it says that you are the ones who escaped.
你怎么能逃脱回来？
How could you escape?
你们被掳到巴比伦。
That you were taken to Babylon.
你们怎么能回来？
How could you return?
按照人来看，你们一点办法都没有的。
According to man, you had no hope.
给掳到巴比伦，你就永远在巴比伦做奴隶。
That you were taken captive to Babylon, that you should have remained slave all your life.
但是你们现在回来了。
But now you have returned.
你们怎么能回来的？
How could you return?
一说到回来，
When we mentioned about returning,
头一件事情就回复到神借着耶利米所宣告的七十年。
First thing we'll mention is the through Jeremiah, God proclaimed about the 70 years.
果然他们在七十年满了，他们就给打发回来。
So sure enough, after 70 years, they were sent back.
第二件事情我们马上有反应的。
And the second response that we have.
乃是古列王把他们打发回去。
Which is King Darius that he sent them back.
我们不说那一件事情在人眼中看来是怎样的不可能。
We would not say how impossible it is in men's eyes to have this accomplished.
因为碰到这一点的时候，这个人看为不可能的事情就成为小事。
Because when we look at this, this is something that's so impossible. It's actually a very small matter.
那是什么？
Which is what?
那是以赛亚书神老早就宣告的一个事实。
Which is proclaimed in the book of Isaiah by God.
将来有一个王叫做古列，他是我的仆人。
In the future, there's a king. He's my servant.
他们要把你们送回来。
that he would send you back.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你留意到
you can see,
连两三百年后的事情
the matters that after 200 or 300 years,
神让我明确地点出来
that can point it out so clearly,
到了时候
when time comes,
事情就这样发生了
Things will happen accordingly.
那这是第二件事情。
This is the second matter.
还有第三件事情。
Also, there's a third matter.
在那一个时候。
At that time.
犹大人里面受了激动。
That the people of Judah, they were excited inside.
他们就从巴比伦回来。
Then they returned from Babylon.
那我们如果读以斯拉记的时候。
When we read the book of Ezra.
我们以为当时全体以色列犹大人都回去了。
And we thought that the whole people of Judah, they returned.
但是你再读再读你就发觉。
But if you continue to read on,
并不是全体犹大人都回去。
You'll find that it's not the whole tribe of the people of Judah.
只是心里受激动的那一小部分的人回去。
It's just a small part, a minority of them, those who were excited.
相当大部分的人还留在巴比伦。
But the majority, they remained in Babylon.
而有一些人根本就不想回去。
And some of them did not even want to return.
为什么呢?
And why was that?
因为他们在巴比伦发了财了。
Because they were doing really well in Babylon.
他们在巴比伦有了地位了。
And they had gained some status in Babylon.
他们在那边生活的光景非常的好。
They were doing really well in Babylon.
而那个时候巴比伦是一直到现在巴比伦是作为世界的代表。
And Babylon at that time is a representative Representative of the world.
他们活在巴比伦那是何等的安逸。
And it was very a very comfortable life they led in Babylon.
有相当多的人他们留在巴比伦不肯回来。
If there was a great amount of people who wanted to remain in Babylon.
那这些人他们倒要回来。
And now these people wanted to come back.
为什么他们要回来?
And what was the reason?
别人在那边飞黄腾达，他们这些人也不差。
And those people, they were really well off, and these group is not doing that either.
你看看《以斯拉记》，他们回来的时候带了多少金银财宝。
And you look at the book of Israel, you see that they have brought back a lot of precious items.
他们都是满满的。
Items, and they are really well off.
如果留在巴比伦。
If they remain in Babylon.
他们不见得日子过不去。
That they would still have a very good life.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神做一件事情。
That God has done one thing.
让他们心里头很激动。
So they were touched in their heart.
他们宁愿放弃在巴比伦里面的那些好处。
And so they would rather give up all the benefits they have in Babylon.
就回到那一个破壁残垣的那一个耶路撒冷。
And return to this desolate Jerusalem.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到这些。我们不能不承认神把他们带回来。
When we see this, we must acknowledge that this is God who brought them back.
神说从前是我把你们分散。
That God said that it was me who scattered you.
现在我又把你们带回来。
And now I bring you back.
你们就回来。
Now that you return.
但神的话没有停在这里。
But the words of God did not stop here.
他说你们回来以后。
He said, after return,
留意第八节了。
Pay attention to verse 8.
万军之耶和华说啊，在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚那掳掠你们的列国，摸你们的就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
Verse 8, for this is what the Lord Almighty says, after he has honored me and has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye.
那这里就显明了，等到这个事情做成的时候，耶和华就要差遣我去做一件大事。那这个我是谁？
So it says here, after this matter is accomplished, that God would send me to accomplish a great thing. Who is this person?
这个活就是那个与撒加利亚说话的使者。
And this is the person who is speaking to Zechariah, the messenger.
那么神就差遣这一个使者去做什么?
So God would send this messenger to accomplish something, which is to punish the nations.
为什么要惩罚列国呢?
Why would the nations be punished?
因为列国越过了神的界限来践踏神的子民。
Because the nations, they have trespassed God's boundary and trampled upon Jerusalem.
比方说,
For example,
神是要巴比伦人来把犹大人带走。
That God have had the Babylonians to take captive of the people of Jerusalem.
但神却没有叫他们焚烧圣殿和拆毁耶路撒冷城啊。
But God did not tell them to burn Jerusalem and tear down the temple.
嗯，他们这样做就越过了神的界限。
So by doing this, they have trespassed the boundary set by God.
所以在别的地方，神就说了这么一句话。
So in other places, God has spoken these words.
神要对付他们。
That God would deal with them.
或者神要报复他们。
Or God would take revenge.
因为他们拆毁我的殿，拆毁我的城。
Because they have torn down my temple and my city.
为什么你就觉得稀奇了？
And brothers and sisters, you may be surprised.
他们来不是神把他们带来的吗？
Isn't God...He brought them over.
那把他们带来就有战争了。
So he brought them over. There are battles.
有战争就一定有毁坏了。
So when there's battles, there's destruction.
那就是有了毁坏，神要倒过来说要追讨他们。
When there's destruction, and God would turn his back and will punish them.
究竟是怎么回事呢？
And what is this matter?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神没有说不能有一些的毁坏。
God did not say that it should not be any destruction.
但是你不能摸神的殿。
But you cannot touch God's temple.
你不能拆神的城。
And you cannot tear his city down.
你做了这样的事情。
If you do this.
那就过了神的界限。
That would trespass
God's boundary. 那是做在他们人所要做的事上面。
And this is what man wanted to do.
我们不太扯太远。
And we won't go too far from it.
那神在这里就宣告。
And God is here to proclaim.
当事情成就的时候。
When the matters are
accomplished,
that God would send me to punish the nations. Because they have plundered you. And they were very cruel in dealing with you.
Brothers,
remember this hymn?
就是那个很会弹琴的人，很会唱歌的人的表明。
Is the manifestation of someone who sings and writes songs really well?
哎呀，我宁愿把我的琴挂在柳树上。
That he said he'd rather put his harp on the tree, willow tree.
我宁愿我的右手忘记技巧。
And that my right hand forgets its skills.
我宁愿我的舌头贴在上膛。
And that my tongue be stuck to the roof of my mouth.
我怎么可以在外邦人当中？用侍奉神的那一些的内容来做他们的娱乐呢？
And how can I entertain the foreigners, the Gentiles, with the songs that I write to praise God?
用什么？你看到这就是巴比伦人过了界限的地方。
And this is what the Babylonians then? Oh, this is how they crossed the line?
我们看到这些事情。
When we see these things,
神现在对他的子民说。
Now God speaks to his people.
我要追讨他们。
That I will pursue after them.
因为他们没有留意到你们跟我的关系。
Because they have not paid attention to the relationship between you and me.
我当神说出这个事实来的时候，那真是叫犹大的百姓里面很得安慰。
And when God speaks of this fact, the people of Judah, they are truly comforted.
不单是他们得安慰，连我们今天读到这些话的时候。我们也同样的得安慰的。
Not only were they comforted, for us who reading the words today, we are also comforted.
因为神在这里说出他和他所拣选的人的那个关系。
Because God is here to speak of the relationship between him and the people he has chosen.
这个关系太宝贝了。
And this is a very precious relationship.
那个关系怎么表明呢？
And how is the relationship
神怎么说出那个关系呢？
How does he tell of this relationship?
他说摸你们的。
He said, whoever touches you,
就是摸他眼中的同人
touches the apple of his eye.
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters,
这个事情不得了啊。
This indeed is a great matter.
摸他们的就等于摸神眼中的同人
Whoever touches them It's same as touches the apple of God's eye.
弟兄姊妹, 你晓得, 这个话就说出,
But sister, you know these words speak of.
这个是人不能碰的地方,
this is a place where the people cannot touch.
那谁, 你要摸我们眼中的同仁, 那这件事情,
to touch the apple of our eyes.
是一个不得了的事,
indeed, it's something great.
你怎么可能让人摸你的眼睛的同仁呢?
How could you let someone else touch the apple of your eye?
谁都不会让人去摸的。
And no one would let anybody else do it.
除了现在你眼睛有毛病去看眼医生。
Except when you have something wrong with your eyes and you go to a doctor.
谁都不会摸你的眼睛了吗?
And nobody else would touch the apple of your eye.
神就说如果有人摸你们,
And God said, if anybody touches you, it will be same as touching God's eyes.
Not,
not only are they touching the eyes of God, it's touching the apple of his eye. Indeed, it's a great matter.
那弟兄姊妹,
and of course, God mentioned this just to express how close this relationship is.
这是一个比方,
and it's an example, it's a parable.
但是这个比方是说出一个非常紧密的关系,
but this tells of that very close relationship.
那是什么?
Which is what?
不单是指出神的百姓和神有那个联合的关系,
not only does it tell of that unification, that relationship between God and man,
不单是有那个生命的关系,
not only is there a relationship of life,
并且更进一步,
and to be one step further,
那还是有骨肉相连的关系,
which is like the relationship of flesh and
blood. 就是神的一个部分,
you are part of God.
你们和神联合,
and you are united with God.
不是只是说你是你我是我, 不过摆在一起, 同在一块,
it's not to say that you are still you and I'm still me and that we're just together. It's not like that.
他用的这一个比方来说出神的子民和神中间的那个关系, 那这个关系就很深了。
He uses parable to tell of the relationship between God and his people. This is a very deep relationship.
说出了我们和神中间那一个关系紧密到一个地步, 我们就是神的一个部分。
And which is to say that relationship is so close that we are part of God.
并且是非常非常敏感的部分,
and it's also a very sensitive part.
神不允许任何人在那里来伤害他的子民,
that God would not allow anybody to harm his people.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那当神这样说出来以后,
and after God proclaimed,
那么也就说到他对列邦的那个追讨,
and he also tells of his pursuing after the nations.
那一面神追讨了那个列国,
on one hand God pursued after the nations,
另一面又在那里建立西安,
on the other hand he's there to establish Zion,
把整个的西安重新建造起来,
that he will rebuild the entire Zion.
建造起来 还不止,
and not only would he rebuild,
神再宣告一件事,
God also declared,
我要来住在其中,
that I will live among you.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这是一个完全的恢复,
this is a complete revival.
70多年前, 80多年前了, 现在这个时候,
some 80 years ago,
神离开耶路撒冷,
that God left Jerusalem,
神放弃他的,
that he has forsaken his people.
但现在神宣告,
but now God proclaims,
我要把耶路撒冷重新建造起来,
I will once again rebuild Jerusalem,
我要回来住在他们中间,
and I will come and live among them.
我们实在感谢我们的神,
we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们你注意,
my sisters take note,
这里说的更明确, 这个我跟那一个使者的关联,
it speaks more clearly about this I that's mentioned here and the relationship between this person. And it says here that when it's accomplished, you know that the Lord sent me.
啊，你们要留意了。
And you need to take note.
因为我要来住在你们中间了。
Because I will live among you.
这是耶和华说了。
This is declared by the Lord.
那这个耶和华和我。
And this, the Lord and I.
你从文字上面来看，显然是两个不同的人。
From these words, you can tell it's two different person, people.
但是谁要住在耶路撒冷？
But who is going to live in Jerusalem?
当然耶和华要住在耶路撒冷。
Of course, the Lord will live in Jerusalem.
那具体的显明在耶路撒冷的是谁呢？
But who is there to manifest?
是做儿子的那一位。
It's the son.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
你然后再往下底下看。
And if we continue on.
十一节。
Verse 11,
那时必有许多国归附耶和华做他的子民他要住在你中间你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我了
Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people I will live among you and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you
留意那些小字
Take note of the small words
那个他字原文是我
It says that he in the original text it says it means I
因为中文那样翻出来的时候好像是让读的人知道那个说话的是谁
Because in the Chinese translation when it's translated this way it let the reader knows who they're referring to
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord
很显然的你看到
Very clearly
神的儿子在这里做了大事
You can see the Son of God has performed something great
那然后我们就注意了
And then we take note.
他说耶和华必再拣选必收回犹大做他圣地的份也不再也必再拣选耶路撒冷。
In verse 12, the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem.
凡有血气的都当在耶和华面前静默。无声，因为他兴起，从圣所出来了。
Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是神对耶路撒冷恢复的宣告。
This is a proclamation about the rebuilding of Jerusalem.
并且也说出是神亲自来做成这样的一件事。
It also says that it is God who would complete this matter personally.
因为当这个事情完成的时候
Because after this matter is accomplished
神自己就在耶路撒冷
God himself will be in Jerusalem
众人都在他那里要静默无声
And all people will be silent before him
然后就说道
And then it said
因为他兴起从圣所出来
Because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling
谁从圣所出来
And who came from the holy dwelling
我们感谢主啊
We thank the Lord
很显然你看到整段的话一直是说到神的儿子来执行这件事情。
Very clearly, from all these words, we can see that the Son of God is there to
execute. 神的儿子离开天上的圣所，而要来到地上的圣所。
That the Son of God leaving the holy place from heavens and coming to the holy temple on earth.
但当时地上的圣所还没有盖好。
But at that time, the holy temple was not accomplished yet.
但神已经宣告了。
But God has already proclaimed.
他已经从圣所出来了。
That he has roused himself from the holy dwelling. This is the holy dwelling from heaven.
他出来干什么呢？
And why did he come up?
就是上面所说的那些话。
It's what mentioned before.
他要成全这许多的事。
That he would accomplish all these things.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那因此。
Because of this.
当我们出生切地，切身处地在当时的犹大人的中间。
And when we put ourselves in the shoes of those people of Judah at that time,
你听到神这样的向他们宣告
and you hear the proclamation of God,
他们的反应是怎样
what would the response be?
还要有疑惑吗
would they still have doubts?
还要带着疑惑吗
would they still have doubts in them?
弟兄姊妹们，神引导属他的人来进入属灵的建造。
God guide those who belong to him into the spiritual building.
不管是旧约建殿也好，新约来建造教会也好。
No matter whether it's the building of the temple, the Old Testament, or the building of church in the New Testament.
神要那些接受建造的人，里面是要明亮的。
God wants those who are being built up that they are cleared within.
非常清楚晓得 这是神要做的事情。
That they would clearly know this is what God wants to accomplish.
神自己就负责把它做成。
And God would take the responsibility to accomplish.
没有任何的人事物可以阻挡神手中的工作。
And nothing can hinder the work of His hand.
那因此，人在神的面前就毫无保留的跟上神所要做的。
So man can follow on without reservation.
那这个是在第二章里边，神要除掉神百姓心里头的一切的疑惑。
And this is what's mentioned in chapter 2, that God wants to take away all the doubts in his people.
那但是这个仍然不是神要向他的百姓说话的全部。
But this is not the, all the words that God wanted to speak to his people.
那所以我们进到第三章。
So when we enter into chapter 3,
我们今天晚上还是要把第三章都看了。
And we will continue on this evening in for chapter
3. 那这个那现在整个的那个事情很明确了。
So now the whole matter is very clear.
环境是平静的。
The environment is very peaceful.
事情是神自己要做的。
And the matter is to be accomplished by God.
那现在剩下的是什么呢？
And what's left now?
剩下的是人要跟上神所要做的。
And what left is man has to follow on to what God wants to do.
所以第三章那个使者又把大祭司约书亚指给撒加利亚看。
So now the messenger shows Zechariah, Joshua, the high priest.
那当然那些都是在异象里面看见的。
And all these are seen in the vision.
那只给撒加利亚看什么呢？
And what did he show Zechariah?
看见这一个约书亚，他是站在耶和华使者的面前。
That this Joshua, he was standing before the angel of the Lord.
就是站在跟撒加利亚说话的人的面，那一位神的儿子的面前。
Which is the son of God who is speaking to Zechariah.
同时呢？
And at the same time,
神又让他看见。
God also let him see.
撒旦也站在约书亚的右边，与他作对。
Satan was standing at the right side of Joshua and accusing him.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
当然，这个现象一摆出来。
Now that when this is laid before you,
我们立刻就能体会。
Then we can understand.
神要在那里做工。
That God is there to work.
从来撒旦就跟着来。要让神所要做的受到阻挡。
And Satan for sure will come along and hinder God's work.
那现在神让撒加利亚很清楚看见，约书亚这个不是，千万不要把这个约书亚看作是领以色列人进迦南的那个约书亚，不是，这个是已经是一千几百年后的事情，另外一个约书亚。
So now God let us see this Joshua. He's not the one who led the people of Israel to enter into Canaan. This is a different Joshua.
是被掳到巴比伦又从巴比伦回来的那一个大祭司。
He's the high priest that was taken to Babylon and came back from Babylon.
那现在他是站在神的面前。
Now he stood before God.
他是跟着神所要做的事情来做。
And he was doing what God wanted to do.
但是神让撒加利亚很清楚看见。
And God let Zechariah see very clearly that God was there to work.
撒旦就在哪里阻挡。
And Satan is there to oppose.
那他阻挡怎么来阻挡法呢？
And how was he to oppose?
撒旦是不可能阻挡神的。
It's impossible for Satan to oppose God.
但是他能阻挡神所要用的人。
But he can oppose the people used by God.
这是历史历代以来的那一个故事。
And this is a story throughout the generations.
神所用的人。
And people used by God.
撒旦就是想办法要把他们拖下来。
That Satan would try to suppress them.
这里话就说得很清楚了。
And this is very clearly.
神又在那里用约书亚。
And God is there to use Joshua.
撒旦就站在那里与他作对。
And Satan was standing there to accuse him.
撒旦就是要做他的对头。
And Satan would want to oppose him.
约书亚要执行神的吩咐。
And Joshua wants to execute what God wanted him to do.
撒旦就在那里阻挡他，不让他去执行神的吩咐。
And Satan was there to oppose him, not let him to do what God wanted him to do.
这个是大事了。
So this is a big matter.
你说撒旦出来来对付我们，我们怎么和他交手呢？
You said that Satan said to deal with us. How can we deal with him?
我们凭什么和他交手呢？
By what can we deal with him?
弟兄姊妹，若是看我们自己，
If we only look at ourselves,
我们的确是没有办法跟他交手的。
That we are no match of him.
你就说当时的大祭司约书亚吧。
And let's look at Joshua, the high priest.
你看底下的描写，你就知道了。
And if you read on, you will understand.
约书亚当时穿的是肮脏污秽的破破烂的衣服。
Because at that time, Joshua, he was dressed in filthy clothes.
那如果我们用圣经上面那个属灵的意义来了解这一个。
If we understand it with its spiritual meaning.
你就晓得。
And you will know.
约书亚他整个人的生活行为不完全。
That Joshua, his life, his actions, they are not complete.
有残缺。
They're not perfect. They're,
有可给撒旦攻击的地方。
There are places that can be attacked by Satan.
我们看我们自己每一个人。
And we look at ourselves.
我们没有一个人敢说我们现在已经完全了。
And none of us can say that we're perfect.
我们还是带着许多自己的缺陷在那里。
We have a lot of shortcomings.
如果撒旦要来对付我们的话。
If Satan was there to deal with us.
我们虽然这样说 也许是比较夸张了一点。
Even if we say it this way, it's more exaggerating.
但事实上我们全身都可以有破口给撒旦抓住。
And we can say that we're full of gaps that can be attacked by Satan.
我们自己也觉得我们自己有破口。
And we know that we have a lot of gaps within ourselves.
撒旦在我们身上看见的破口比我们自己看见自己有的破口还要多。
But Satan can see more of the gaps than we can see in ourselves.
如果我们自己的感觉带着破口，
If we ourselves feel that we have a lot of gaps,
那我们怎么和撒旦来对抗呢？
And how can we fight against Satan?
我们就是披着那些污秽的衣服的人。
And we are the one who dress in filthy clothing.
他是大祭司。
And he is the high priest.
但是他仍然是穿着那种污秽的衣服。
But still he was dressed in filthy clothes.
不因为他是大祭司，所以他就完全圣洁。
And not because he's the high priest that he's perfect and holy.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们看见属灵的战争。
We see a spiritual battle.
怎么进行的呢？
How do they carry on?
表面上看来好像是撒旦对付人，人在那里抗拒撒旦。
On the surface, it's like this Satan dealing with people, and people try to fight against him.
但事实上呢？
But in fact,
完全不是那回事。
It's completely not that the case.
在撒迦利亚书给我们看到属灵征战的那个真相。
In the book of Zechariah, we see the true reality of spiritual battles.
人能做的
，What man can do，
是非常非常的微小。
It's very minor.
神也并不要人。去承担多少。
And God did not want men to bear any responsibility.
神只要求人承担一件事情。
God only asked men to do one thing.
什么事？
And what does that matter?
顺服神。
To be submissive to God.
站在神的一边。
To stand on his side.
就这样够了。
It's only this, that's enough.
其余的事情。
And the rest?
神出头。
That God would take responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里是不是这样给我们看到？
Isn't it?Shown here like this in.
我们诗歌本身有一首诗歌，我们很少唱。
And that's a hymn that we don't sing very often in the hymn book.
但是让不是说我们不会唱，不过没有多大机会唱就是。
It's not that we don't know how to sing it, but we don't have the opportunity.
那个调子我们也熟的。
And we know the music.
说什么？
And how does it go?
征战不是你的。
And the battle is not yours.
是神的。
It's God's.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们说我们征战，好像是我们在那里出头去征战。
And oftentimes we say that we're in a battle, it's like we are fighting a battle ourselves.
当我们看到那个属灵征战的真相的时候
，But if you look at the reality of the spiritual battles,
我们看旧约里边好像这样的记载。
And we look into the Old Testament, the recordings like this.
或者看以弗所书第六章。
Or in the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
我们应该很清楚了解一件事。
That we should understand this very clearly.
那个仗不是我们去打的。
This battle is not fought by us.
在属灵征战的里面，我们所要做的只是站。
In spiritual battles, all we need to do is stand.
站在哪里？
Where are we to stand?
站在神的那一边。
To stand on God's side.
你站在神的那一边。
If you stand on God's side.
你就是在那个属灵的征战的里边。
then you are in the spiritual battle.
你所做的也就做完了。
And what you need to do, you already done. And the rest is not for you to take responsibility.
事实上我们也负不了责。
And in reality, we could not take the responsibility.
感谢神。
We thank God.
现在你看到了。
Now that you see,
有一个很明显的那个真相描绘在这里。
This is a true picture that's described here.
你看谁来对付撒旦？
You can see who's there to deal with Satan.
神自己。
God himself.
当耶稣亚站在神的那里面前。
When Joshua was there to stand in God's presence, and Satan was there on his right side to accuse him.
第二节,
Verse 2.
耶和华向撒旦说：“撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。”
The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you."
你有什么看到吗？
But sister, do you see?
谁去对付撒旦呢?
Who is there to deal with Satan?
神自己去对付撒旦。
It's God himself.
神自己在那里宣告说,
and God himself to proclaim
撒旦,
here, Satan,
我要责备你。
I will rebuke you.
当然弟兄姊妹你说为什么只是责备，为什么不是把他对付掉？
And brothers, you would say, why would God just rebuke him and not deal with him?
神有一天要对付他。
And that's one day that God would deal with Satan. But the time has not come, so God rebuked him.
等到主再来的时候,
when the Lord returns, then he would deal with him.
等到国度结束的时候,
and until the kingdom has ended, that God would truly deal with Satan.
现在神还容让他在那里张狂。
That God would still allow him to deal with people at that time.
神就让他张狂一下,
so God would allow him.
但是神却在那里责备他,
but indeed God was there to rebuke him.
弟兄们我们看到这个事,
and brothers and sisters,
我们不必管神对付撒旦的程度是怎样,
we don't have to pay attention to the degree that God dealing with God's dealing with Satan.
我们要留意的是, 对付撒旦是神的责任。
But what we need to know is that it's God's responsibility to deal with Satan.
我们的责任是站在神的那一边。
Our responsibility is to stand on God's side.
我们不出头去对付撒旦。
That we're not there to deal with Satan.
我们没有条件去对付撒旦。
Because we're not qualified to deal with
him. 但是我们站在神的那一边。
But when we stand on God's side,
神就出头来对付撒旦。
That God would deal with him himself.
弟兄姊妹们, 你说为什么?
My sisters, you might ask, why is
你不能忘记,
that?
你不能忘记。
That you must not forget.
你们在地上所捆绑的, 在天上就已经捆绑。
That what you bind on earth, it would be bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的, 在天上就已经释放了。
And what you release on earth will be released in heaven.
就是那个原则。
This is the principle.
我们站在神的那一边。
When we stand on God's side,
我们就让神有机会出头来对付仇敌。
Then we'll let God to have the opportunity to deal with the enemy.
好。 那我们看到这个属灵征战的那个真相。
So now that we see the truth of the spiritual battle,
我们也就来认识我们自己。
And now we should try to look at ourselves.
当时神的使者也就指着约书亚说了一些话。
Then here the messenger of God spoke to Joshua.
他说, 这不是从火中抽出来一根柴吗?
He said, is this not a man, a burning stick snatched from the fire?
什么意思?
What does that mean?
在火中抽出来的一根柴,
a burning stick snatched from the fire.
那也是一根已经给烧着的柴,
which is a stick that's burned.
不然就不可能是在火中抽出来的。
Otherwise, it would not be snatched from the fire.
那换一句话来说,
in other words,
这一根柴本来也都要完全的烧掉。
This stick was supposed to be completely burnt.
但是在它还没有烧掉以前, 就把它拿了出来。
But before it was completely burnt, it was snatched out.
那他就不再给烧毁了。
So it would not be destroyed.
就给保存下来。
So it was saved.
那神说这个话是什么意思呢？
So what do these words mean?
那是他是指着约书亚来说的。
And he was speaking about Joshua.
当然也是指着我们这些人一个一个的来说的。
Of course, this is also pointing to us.
而我们实在是在火中给抽出来的一根柴。
Indeed, we are burning sticks.
如果就是我们的本相，我们都该是灭亡的。
According to us, we should perish.
都已经在那个火湖里边住了册的。
That we're registered at the lake of fire.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他把我们从火湖的住那所住的册子上面抹掉了我们的名字。
That he has taken names away from the book of the lake of fire.
把我们的名字转到生命册上。
That he has put our names on the book of life.
那火湖与我们就断了关系了。
Now that we are separated from the lake of fire.
我们就是从火中抽出来的一根柴。
And we are burning a stick snatched from the fire.
那是说出我们的本相是没有什么可夸的。
Which is to say for ourselves there's nothing to boast of.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
当主一面指出我们的本相的时候。
And on one hand, when God points out
who we are, 他也指着当时的约书亚说，
He also talked to Joshua.
我要脱掉你的污秽的衣服。
I will take away your filthy clothes.
我要给你穿上华美的衣服。
I will put rich garments
on you. 我要不要将洁净的冠冕戴在你的头上。
And I'll put a clean turban on your head.
那结果。
And as a result.
约书亚就在这样的荣耀与华美里头给装扮起来了。
And Joshua was adorned with glory and honor.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道的。
And brothers and sisters, we all know this.
因为一回到出埃及记，我们都读过的。
Because we read this in the book of Exodus.
亚伦做大祭司。
Aaron being the high priest.
他凭什么来做？
And why is that he's qualified?
凭他自己吗？
Is it because of himself?
他满了亏欠。
That he's full of shortcomings.
那他既然是这样。
And because of this,
那他凭什么呢？
What is he depending on?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从实际上面来说，
From reality,
那是神的怜悯和恩典。
That's because of God's mercy and grace.
选他做大祭司。
That he picked him as the high priest.
从外面来说，
And outwardly,
神把祭司的那个外袍、内袍、外袍、冠冕全赏给他。
That he gave him the outer garment, the inner garment, and the crown.
做他的荣耀，做他的华美。
To be his glory and beauty.
弟兄姊妹，这说出什么？
And what does it say?
荣耀华美都不是亚伦本身有的。
That glory and beauty is not possessed by Aaron.
是神给他加上去的。
It's given by God.
神怎么给他加上去呢？
And how did God give it to
him? 当然在旧约的时候是预表。
In the Old Testament, it's a sign.
但那个实际乃是说。
And the reality is
把它放在基督里，用新约的话来讲。
To use the words of the New Testament is to put him in Christ. That we are very clear about.
我们今天之所以成为荣耀华美，乃是因为我们在基督里。
That today that we are beautiful and we are glorious is because we are in Christ.
当然，那个时候基督还没有到地上来。
And of course, at that time, Christ has not come.
神儿子还没有上十字架。
That the Son of God did not go to the cross.
基督的救赎还没有显出来。
And the redemption of Christ was not manifested.
但是神在人中间向人施恩的那个根据的那个法则，神已经一再而三、三而四的向人发表了。
But God has already manifested how He would give grace to men.
现在也是这样。
And now it's the same here.
神让约书亚 领会一件事情。
That God let Joshua understand this.
他不要管他有多少的缺陷。
That he does not need to take note of his shortcomings.
他要管的他是不是在神的拣选的恩典里。
All he needs to know is that whether he is in the grace of God's choosing.
如果他看见他自己在神学拣选的恩典里。
If he sees that he is in the grace of God's choosing.
他就要越过他的本相。
Then he will go beyond himself.
就是站立在神的面前。
Then he will stand in the presence of God.
站在神面前干什么？
And what he's there to do?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你望下去就看到。
If you continue on, you will see.
神并不要他做什么。
That God did not want him to do anything.
神根本就不要他做什么。
That he did not want him to do anything at all.
只要他做一件事。
Except one.
遵行听神的话。
which is to keep his requirements.
遵行我的道，谨守我的命令。
Is walk in his ways and keep his requirements.
就引出一个结果。
And then it will bring forth a result.
你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇。我也也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。
Then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here.
只要你按照神的话来活。
As long as you walk in God's words.
神的权柄就在你的身上发表出来。
The God's authority will be manifested through you.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
那说到这样的一件事的时候。
When we talk about such matter.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他说到这样的一件事的时候。
Because when he mentioned this.
他就把那个秘密表达出来。
That he has expressed his secret.
为什么？为什么耶稣呀本来是一个穿上污秽的衣服的人现在竟然在这个荣耀的权柄的底下
Why is that Joshua? He was dressed in filthy clothing. Now he can be standing in this glorious authority.
主就很清楚地说了
And the Lord said clearly
你们这几个人
You, these people here,
就是耶稣雅跟和他同在的那些人。
It's Joshua and those people with him.
你们本来就是做预表的。
That you are assigned.
你们就是在这在那里做预表的。
You're assigned.
你们就是在那里要表明神所要做的。
You are here to express what God wants to do.
那你们怎么能表明神做的呢
？And how could you express what God wants to do?
不是要你们去做什么。
It's not for you to do anything.
只是要你们去遵行神的道。谨守主 的命令
But you are there to walk in God's way and keep his requirements
你要做的就是这么一点
All you need to do is this
你做了这么一点其他的是神做的
If you just do this the rest will be done by God
那然后你就看到神宣告一个事实
And then you see that God made a proclamation
神说我要使我仆人大卫的苗裔发出
That I will bring my servant branched out.
原来是说我要使大卫的仆人大卫的牙发出来。
It says I'm going to bring my servant, which is David, the branch.
啊，说到牙的时候，你就知道。
And we see this shoot or this branch, you will understand.
说到苗裔，你只是说觉得说是一个人。
When it talked about the roots, you might think there's only one person.
但是原来是说是那个芽发芽的芽。
But in the original meaning, it means a shoot.
那什么意思
？And what does that mean?
生命的发表。
Which is the manifestation of life.
我要叫大卫的生命发表出来。
I would have David's life to be expressed.
我在耶稣亚面前所立的那个石头，在那个石头上有刺眼，耶和华说我要亲自丢刻这个石头，并且要在日之间除掉这地的罪孽。
In verse 9 it says, See the stone I've set in front of Joshua, there are seven eyes on that one stone, and I will engrave an inscription on it, and I will remove the sin of this land in a single day.
弟兄姊妹，这个是预言。
This is his prophecy.
在那一个征战的里边，就引出了神成全那个征战的结果的那个原因。
Within this battle that God has brought forth the reason of ending this battle.
是什么呢
？Which is what?
那是说到神的儿子有一天要来。
Which is to say the Son of God one day will come.
要来做什么呢
？And what is here to do?
要来上十字架。
To go on the cross.
他是石头
He's the rock, a stone.
但是他有七个眼
But he has seven eyes.
那这个是我们晓得，那是指着丰满的灵
Which is to say the abundant spirit.
但这个石头要受雕刻
But this stone will be inscribed.
是神亲自来雕刻这个石头
It's God himself to engrave an inscription on the stone.
那是十字架上的故事
which is the story of the cross.
然后弟兄姊妹你注意,
sister, take note.
他说这是一块石头,
he said, this is one stone.
什么石头呢?
What kind of stone is this? It's a stone forsaken by the craftsman. Which is pointing to what the Son of God would accomplish. When God is there to do this, and in one single day, that he will remove the sin of the land.
有两方面我们要留意的。
There are two areas, two aspects we need to take
note.
On one hand, it's about the salvation, but it doesn't have a very clear relationship with the people of Judah.
但是和犹太人那个赎罪日,
but for the day of the
redemption.
The day of redemption.
是就很有关系,
and it has a very close relationship. Because it says, I will remove the sin of this land in one single day.
那就我们看到赎罪日的那一天, 我们知道,
we see that the day of redemption,
神给以色列人一个赎罪日,
that God gives this day of redemption to the Israelites.
乃是遥指着将来以色列全家得救的那个事实的,
which is pointing at the fact that the whole Israel will be saved in the future.
那他们能完全的得蒙拯救,
that they can be saved completely,
那是十字架的工作,
which is the function of the cross.
引申的一个什么结果呢?
And which brings forth what
result?
In verse 10, at the end,
当那日你们个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树和无花果树上，这是万军之耶和华说的。
In that day, each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and victory, declares the Lord Almighty. What is this matter?
祝棚节,
it's the days of tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，神在这里宣告以色列的前途。
God is here to proclaim the future of Israel.
等到有一天, 他们整个回转过来的时候, 神就把他的国度显明在以色列人的中间。
On one day when they repent completely, that God will manifest his kingdom.
那在前面来说, 那是撒旦的对抗。
Before it was the opposition of Satan.
在后面来说, 是神旨意的完成。
And later on is the accomplishment of God's will.
当中夹着一件很严肃的事。
And in the middle, there's something very solemn.
什么事呢?
And which is what?
约书亚,
Joshua,
你要遵行神的道,
you need to keep God's ways,
谨守神的命令,
and keep his requirements.
我用属灵的话来说, 就做一个顺服的人,
in spiritual terms, 站在神的面前, in spiritual terms, which is to be someone submissive in front of God.
其他的事情是神自己去造成的,
and the rest would be done by God.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那, 从第一章到第三章,
from chapter 1 to chapter
3, 从三个不同的角度说到圣殿重建这个事情, 他们可以放心去执行。
From three different angles, God told the people that they can do the rebuilding of the temple in peace.
但是神要说的话还没有说完。
But God has not finished his words yet.
还有第四章、第五章、第六章。
That's still chapter 4, 5, and 6.
从各方面把整个犹大百姓的心都提起来。
So from different angles, he exalted the people of Judah.
我们是感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
他要在人中间做工,
that he wished to work among men.
他要给人很清楚地看见, 神要做什么。
Then he let people see clearly what he wants to do.
神要怎么做,
and how he wants to do it.
人要承担什么责任,
and what kind of responsibility do people need to take.
让人领会,
and then God let people understand it very clearly.
等到我们里面清楚了,
and after we are enlightened inside,
我们就发觉一件事情,
and then we'll find out,
在属灵的整个的计划的完成里,
in the whole spiritual plan and in its accomplishment,
我们根本算不得上,
that we are nothing.
我们只不过是拣选站在神的一边,
We're only there to choose to stand on God's side.
去看,去经历神怎么自己去完成他所要做的。
To watch and to experience how God would accomplish what he set out to do.
就叫我们这些人实在要在主的面前有更大的俯伏敬拜。 同时也更深的谦卑自己在神的面前。
So for us, we should bow down and worship God more and to humble ourselves even more before God.
因为一切都是神做的。
Because all is done by God.
我们是在看，在跟。
We're just there to watch and to follow.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上就听到这。
And this evening we'll end here.